we were driving down the road and saw some little kids with a lemonade stand. So we have a rule in our family, always buy what kids are selling at a lemonade stand. We pulled over and asked about what they were offering and the prices. And they said, well, we have regular lemonade and raspberry lemonade and some chocolate bars, and they're all free. And we were surprised by that. You know, kids usually have lemonade stands because they're making money for a new bike or a charity or something like that. So I decided that I should explain to them how a lemonade stand works. Now, some people have said that I lectured them or I yelled at them, but I basically wanted to let them know that the idea of a lemonade stand is you get the stuff, the lemonade and the cups, and you set a price so you can make a little profit, and then you go back and buy more ingredients and set up your stand again and make more money. And I was trying to teach them something that's very basic to the American way of life. It's entrepreneurship. It's what we do in our free enterprise system. I think what came out of this whole story is the amazing response that seems to indicate a great misconception, a sense that you cannot be both an entrepreneur and be generous. I mean, now here in America, we have some fabulous entrepreneurs. Think about Bill Gates, Microsoft, or Warren Buffett.
They're, exactly.
They made a fortune.
I mean, philanthrocapitalism, that's a phenomenon, isn't it, of this century. But I suppose there are two things going on here. One is, yes, they would learn how to work for profit and to invest and all of those things. But on the other hand, the spirit of generosity isn't a bad thing, is it? I mean, America, a lot of people would say, is based on that kind of spirit anyway.
Oh, America is the most generous nation on the planet. We have always come to everyone's aid whenever we could. I mean, you talk about Europe and the Marshall Plan, but today, whether there's a tsunami in Asia or the problems in Haiti, we as Americans individually and our government are most generous. And I value generosity greatly. But one of the things we need to teach our children is the value of hard work so that you can have the money with which to be generous. So going in the kitchen and just taking out some stuff and giving it away didn't seem to be the lesson that they should get from a lemonade stand. And since there was just a babysitter there who obviously hadn't learned the lemonade stand lesson either, I thought it was a good time to teach a little bit of entrepreneurship.
And what did the kids say? And what do you think they told their mom and dad after? You know, there's this funny lady came up.
I hope they told their parents that they had a funny experience, because I actually kind of feel pretty sure that their parents would have said, oh, we should talk to the babysitter. It's great if you want to have a lemonade stand. Let us show you how it works. And I think that's really important. You know, little girls this age, I think they were about 7 or 8, they are the targets for all kinds of marketing. I mean, toys and food and movies and music and everything. And they're always saying, I want this. Can you get me that? I think it's important we teach our children the value of a dollar and how hard you work for it. And by the way, to extend it, because that was the parable of the column, I think we need to teach our government also that there's no free lemonade really in society. And to start out, you need to either have a job or, better yet, start a small business.
It's a bit of a stretch, isn't it, Terry, to go from two little girls with a lemonade stand to big government screwing the American public for taxes.
No. I think it's not a stretch. I think we've had a financial crisis in America that we know has been brought on by tremendous financial illiteracy. If people had known better, they wouldn't have fallen for those crazy mortgages. They wouldn't have gotten so far in debt to the lure of credit cards. So I think we've proved, and I think most of America agrees, we need a more financially literate population. We've had this terrible experience, and what better time to start than teaching the children the value of the dollar, the value of hard work, of entrepreneurship, when they're young.